Check out Jordan Parker's The Week's Best and Biggest on Netflix, every Friday on City News Halifax. Hustle. After a decade of mediocre comedy efforts, Adam Sandler came along and gave us an explosive, Oscar-worthy performance in Uncut Gems. Now, 2 years later, he's proven again he's a force to be reckoned with. He stars as a basketball scout in Hustle, and it's one of the most layered performances of his long career. Sandler as Stan Sugerman, a respected NBA scout who puts in all on the line to get a streetball basketball player from Spain into the league. This is a beautiful, quiet drama with plenty of rousing moments to keep things interesting. Produced by Sandler and basketball star LeBron James, it's one of the better sports films to come out in the last decade. Indie director Jeremiah Zagger, who did the incredible We the Animals, creates a poignant film that elevates Sandler's dramatic credibility even further. He's surrounded by a supreme new talent in Juancho Hernan Gomez, as well as Ben Foster, Queen Latifah, and Robert Duvall. This is an absolutely fabulous film you simply have to see. 4/5 stars The Guilt Trip. It's actually a bit perturbing that this lovely little comedy was dismissed upon release in 2012. Seth Rogen, at the apex of his fame, teamed with the legendary Barbara Streisand for this hilarious road movie. Andy is readying for a huge road trip, but a quick stop to see his mom ends in her coming with him for the journey. The interesting, intensely awkward mother-son dynamic makes for some great cringe comedy. Directed by Anne Fletcher, who did The Proposal, and written by This Is Us creator Dan Fogelman, it was unfairly ignored. I hope a decade after its original release, it finds an audience on streaming. 4/5 stars Happiest Season. This has to be one of the most genuinely enjoyable Christmas movies I've seen in years. I don't know why it's hitting Netflix in June, but this Hulu original is absolutely adorable in every way. It follows a woman who brings her female partner home for Christmas, and her difficulty coming out during the holiday season. Directed and co-written by the lovely Clea DuVall, it features wonderful central performances from Kristen Stewart and Mackenzie Davis. Add in a dash of Dan Levy, some Victor Garber, Mary Steenburgen, Aubrey Plaza and Alison Brie, and you have a heck of an ensemble. It's a beautiful, inspiring film, and one that should inspire more like it. 3.5, 5 stars Blue Story. This one came out during the pandemic, and absolutely wowed me. The UK film, derived from writer-director Rapman's real-life experiences as a child, is an intelligent and emotional crime drama. It follows the friendship between Timmy and Marco, two young men who live in different postal codes. One is shy and smart, and the other is fast-talking and has his own street smarts. But the older they get, the further apart they become. They eventually end up as rivals in a street war that could tear their bond apart. The central performances between Stephen Adubola and Michael Ward are fabulous, and there's a great cast around them. It's a heart-wrenching film that not many people caught upon release. It's the perfect rainy Sunday hidden gem. 4/5 stars The Devil's Advocate, available on Sunday, save for The Matrix and John Wick. I'm less than enthused by Keanu Reeves' wooden acting prowess. And yet, The Devil's Advocate is a film of his that I can consistently go back to and thoroughly enjoy. It follows Florida lawyer Kevin, who is offered a job at a huge New York law firm. It's a huge career opportunity, and his boss John Milton seems perfect. But as he gets deeper in, he begins to realize all is not right with the situation, and it may have been too good to be true. Directed by Oscar winner Taylor Hackford, known for Ray and an Officer and a Gentleman, and co-written by Oscar nominee Tony Gilroy, Michael Clayton, this one has quite a pedigree behind the camera. Reeves, Al Pacino and Charlize Theron all give fabulous performance, even if this thriller comes off campy at times. It's a 90s movie that's all in good, entirely engrossing fun, and you'll be thoroughly delighted. 4/5 stars.